Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Yes, good morning. Do you have any Spanish speaking available?
No, ma'am. The people that speak Spanish will usually be here at 10 p.m. tonight. So if you call back at 10 p.m. tonight, they will be glad to help you.
No, that's okay. I'm going to try my best. Yes, I'm calling because I have in my credit card a charge for this company for April 4. Now, what is this company about?
Give me just one moment to locate your account. Just a moment, ma'am. All right, ma'am, can I have your zip code to be able to locate your account?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you repeat that again, please?
Yes, ma'am, can I have your zip code to locate your account, please?
My zip code is 11222.
And your first and last name?
Milagros Cruz.
All right, and can you verify your address for me, please?
Yes, it's 1085 Manhattan Avenue, 1D in Brooklyn, New York.
All right. All right, so here that she started a trial for the Melody Pods and the watch.
Oh, but they charged me that at 1894 in March 19.
That was for the shipping and handling.
$59.97?
No, the shipping and handling was the 1894 and $5.97. And since the trial was not canceled after the 14 days, you were billed the full amount. Since the trial was not canceled.
So they charged me $59.97. They charged me for shipping and handling, and then this month they charged me for what they sent me.
Yes, ma'am. Since the trial was not canceled.
But listen, when I opened my phone, there was this. They said that this comes from Chase, you know, thanking me for this and that, and they offered me this, but they don't tell me this amount. They don't tell me nothing about this. You know.
It was in the
nothing. That's something, you know, weird. That, you know, I doubt it, because for Chase they never sent me something like that. And now 1894 and now it's 1997. But they say it's a thank you for being a customer. Oh, this is a scam or what?
Yes, ma'am. It was a trial, and since it wasn't canceled, they just billed you the full amount.
Well, that's what the thing said. They don't say it like that. You know? I want to return this back. I want to return this thing back, because they don't say it like that. They said, you know, like, yeah, you know, if Chase offer me something, it is really from Chase, because you use Chase in the middle for this.
All right, ma'am. How about I offer you a 35% refund?
And how much is that? Because this is, you know, when you put Chase in the middle, I have to notify Chase about this thing. You know? And I got to hear it in my computer. This is from Chase. You open this. And this is, you know, this is something like a scam.
All right, if I
And
issue
I can report this, you know.
a 35% refund, that would be receiving a 45.48 on the 69.97, and on the 69.97, that would be 38.98. And you will get to keep the products.
And please take me out of that list because, you know, I believe this is one of the kind of fraud. You know, I believe so. You know, but I want you to take my name off that list, and I'm not gonna report you, but take me away from that list and send me that money back.
I'm sorry, let me say it. What did you say last night? I didn't understand you. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yes, I said that, you know, because this is, for me, this is like a scam, you know. I'm not going to report this to Chase, but you send me that money back, you know. You put that in my credit card back.
You said you're going to you said you're going to report me on.
I mean, this is like fraud, man. You know, putting Chase in the middle, you know, that's not good. That's not good. And they sent me another offer. Thanks God that I don't take it. I don't took it, but they sent me another offer, you know, that's not good. That's not good.
Yes, man, we do take fraud very seriously. So you're not gonna report, you're gonna take the 35% refund?
So how much altogether you gonna send me back?
That's gonna be
that you already took from my credit card.
That's gonna be $38.98 back from the $59.97, and on the $69.97, that's gonna be $45.48 back.
Okay, so now you're talking to me another thing, because I was about to call for March 3. That they charge me $69.97. Are you the same thing? This is the same? Wow.
For the watch and the pod, so you're not okay with that 35% discount? I can even go as far as a 50%.
Please do so. But okay, can you give me your name again?
Ma'am?
Can you give me your name again?
Jasmine.
Yes. Okay. So, let me be clear with you. April 3, this month, have a charge of $69.97. April 4, the next day, I got a charge of $59.97. Both are you the same?
Ma'am?
Yes.
Yes, that was for the pods and the watch.
Yeah, but I got two charges this same month, and one charger last month, $18.94, that you said was for shipping and handling only.
Yes, ma'am.
Please, Jasmine, return me that money back to my credit card, or I report it to JetBlue Card and Chase.
Are you a what, ma'am?
Please. You know, return that money back to the card and take me off that list. Or I'll report you because this is a scam.
All right, ma'am, until I can do for it, I can issue a full refund.
Please do so. And I'm going to call you back in how long? In a week or 2 or 3 days?
All right, give me just a moment while I do your refund and get your account canceled out.
I used to bed, Jesse.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just getting your refund completed.
Okay.
Just a moment, ma'am. I'm getting your account canceled out.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. So I have issued your refund. You should see that in about 3 to 5 business days. And I did have your account canceled out. Do you have a pen and paper ready for your cancellation number?
Yes, I have it.
All right, going to be C as in Charlie.
Three.
E as in elephant. Five. D as in David. Six. Two. Two. Eight. C as in Charlie. And four.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So I do have you refunded for both payments and do have your account all canceled out. And you will not be billed for anything else. Once again, my name is Jasmine. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.
You do the same.